Rick Tittle, with you. And as a guy who grew up in the El Cerrito area, I grew up going to a lot of Cal games as a kid. And you think about all the quarterbacks. I know Cal as a team, not a lot of Rose Bowl success, but as a team, you think about the quarterbacks that have come through there, and Morton and Cap and Bartkowski, Aaron Rodgers, Barnes, Bowler, Gilbert, Rich Campbell, even Jay Torchio. None of them have had the single season that Jared Goff just had. He broke 15 school records this year, passing yards nearly 4,000, touchdown passes 35, and he joins us today. And Jared, Cal right now is trying to beef you up to, you know, some of these awards that you could be getting, not just the Heisman, but the Davey O'Brien, the Manning, the Unitas, et cetera. And the press release they're sending out has a million platitudes. And one of them, they're bragging about how you were the MVP of the Oakland Nike football training camp. They're pulling out all the stops for you right now, Jared.
Yeah, I mean, that's all fun and stuff. But, I'm just trying to focus on getting better this offseason. Coming into the season ready to go, and I'm trying to get bigger, trying to do all that stuff, and I'll let the media guys take care of that stuff.
Now, I was very critical of Sandy Barber when she let Tedford go. I thought Tedford put Cal back on the map. Tedford was the guy that got the stadium improvements and really pulled him out of the ashes, but a couple of bad years. What have you done for me lately? He's gone. They bring in Dykes, and you looked at his offense at LA Tech, over 50 points a game, but the defense was horrible. But for you, when you're coming in, there's a coaching switch. I know your dad went to Cal and everything. When you saw this switch happen, did you think, maybe I might go someplace else?
Never really. I mean, I was graduating early, so I had to enroll, really. When Coach Tedford got let go, I only had about a month to enroll. And when they hired Coach Dykes, I was even more excited to go there. I mean, I saw his offense, I saw what he did, and got to talking with him and Coach Franklin, and got really excited about going there, and it's been a good decision so far.
What's it like? Now, listen, anything you do in life is going to have a competition, but you come in as a freshman. No true freshman in the history of Cal has ever started opening day, and you got the kid from San Ramon, Zach Klein, who looked real good, and he looked like it was going to be his job. When you went in, did they tell you, hey, we're going to give you every opportunity to win this job? Because I know a lot of time coaches will make promises to you. What was said when your battle with Zach, who ended up leaving Cal?
Nothing like that was ever said, honestly. We came in, and Coach Franklin, the offensive coordinator, said every position is open, and as he should, because he's brand new to the team. And so it was a competition at every position. Every position, everyone was battling, and Zach's a great competitor, and we battled it out, and fortunately I came out on top.
Speaking with Jared Goff, the Cal Bear quarterback. Now, for you, Cal is an easy sell. You know, as I said, your dad was a catcher there, ended up playing in the big leagues. You know what Cal's all about. You know what Telegraph and Durant and Sproul and all that. But for a lot of people, for a long time, they would go on a recruiting visit, and they'd look around, and they'd see the facilities at Oregon or at Arizona State, and they're like, I don't want to go here. So for you, it was an easy sell. But now that you have the facilities, you have all this beautiful stuff, Cal is a much more attractive prospect. What do you hear when you talk to guys who come from other parts of the country?
Yeah, they just really don't know what Cal's about, honestly. I mean, they're coming from places like Georgia and Florida and Texas. And most people in California have an idea, but those guys have no idea. And when they come, they're really surprised, I think, at how nice the campus is, how nice the weather is, and the facilities, obviously, that we've brought them in. But every time I talk to them, they're excited. They see it and they're like, wow, this is really cool. Had no idea it was like this. And then we've gotten a few commits, I think, honestly, from Georgia in the past couple weeks now. And so it's been good. It's been going good. Recruiting's been going well. And the coaching staff's doing a good job with that.
How much do you pay attention at all? Because I know, and I only played Division II football. I always wanted to play for Cal. I ended up playing for St. Mary's. Which was fine for me. I was a Division II player. I'm not going to act like I wasn't. But, you know, I played defense. The offense, to me, they were a bunch of strangers. You didn't practice with them. You hardly ever saw them. So how much do you pay attention to the defense? Because most people look at Cal and they say, if they're going to win, it's going to have to be 45-44. It's going to be a shootout. How much does Coach Dykes have input into that defense, as far as you've seen?
Yeah, he has enough input. I mean, he's the head coach. He has input into everything he wants to have input into. And I think Coach Kaufman and his staff did a great job in implementing some stuff. And, you know, it's hard coming into a new system like that and for them to do the things they did so far was actually good. I mean, behind the scenes, you see some of the things that Coach Kaufman does. And he's a really good coach, really, really good. Prepares really well and gets his guys ready. It's just, you know, sometimes the chips don't fall your way on defense. And they had times this year where they struggled. But at the same time, offensively, we don't even think about that. We're on the sidelines and we got to score on every drive. And regardless of what the score is, we want to score on every drive. If they shut them out, we want to score on every drive. If they score every time, we got to score every time. So it's really not too much concern about what they're doing when we're on the sidelines. It's just thinking about what we're doing.
Rick Tittle with Cal quarterback Jared Goff. A couple more questions for Jared. And I'm just interested in how much of a sell your dad did on Cal. I'm sure as a kid you were a fan and you went to Golden Bear games, but, you know, you'd be doing yourself a disservice if you didn't just look around other places. I know that Wazoo, Boise State, some other schools wanted you. Did you go on several recruiting visits, and how much was it Cal as just a 99% lock when you were graduating?
Yeah, I went on a bunch of visits. I mean, obviously my only offers were Cal, Boise State, and Washington State when I committed, but as a junior, I mean, unofficial to UCLA, unofficial to USC, unofficial to Stanford, unofficial to Cal, and I think Cal was actually the last one I went to, and that was when I got the offer. And just kind of when I got the offer, you know, looking around, seeing the facilities, meeting everyone there, and just kind of feeling at home was what it came down to. And then knowing the education I was going to get was second to none. It was just really an easy decision for me at that point.
Ew, you went to Stanford?
I know, right? I took a few visits over there, but they never offered me, so I knew Cal was the place for me.
All right, well, it's funny because, you know, as we tweet out that we're going to have you on the show, saw that your Twitter, you said at the beginning of the football season, pretty much by Twitter, I'll see you in January. Is that something that your coach said, or you just didn't want the distraction?
That was me. I just don't like reading stuff sometimes. I mean, and it's unavoidable when sometimes when you're just scrolling through your timeline, something pops up with your name in it. I just don't like reading it, positive or negative.
All right, fair enough. So now, as we go into this next season, and it's not like they're going to feature you because you don't need to be featured when you're breaking all these records. You are the man. So what do you think about, you know, because Cal's gotten close before with Jackie Jensen when my dad was a kid and Chuck Muncy when I was a kid. Still waiting for that Heisman Trophy. What's it like now that they're sort of telling not just the people in the Bay Area, but the nation, hey, you got to look at this kid?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. It's exciting for everyone and everyone on the program. But honestly, for me, I try to pay as least amount of attention to that as I can. I mean, I really just got to focus on getting myself better. I know I need to get better at it. My coaches know I need to get better at it. And that, all that, like I said, all that stuff will be taken care of by our media people, and I'll play along when I need to, but for the most part, I'm just going to try to focus on getting better and winning games next year.
And we just had the Pac-12 championship in Santa Clara. It's going to be there for a couple more years, so I guess that would be the goal. Win your side of the Pac-12 when you're, the South you're in, right? Win the South.
North.
The North, sorry. Win the North, and then get in, and then take it from there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the plan every year, and we're excited about this year. We think we've got a really good team. We're coming back, and we've got a lot of seniors that really want to do something this year, and I think that's the most exciting part is that we have so many seniors and everyone's so tired of the past few years, and they really want to do something special this year.
Who is the one guy coming in, or maybe a guy that's already on the team that you think is going to have a breakout season on offense for you?
I mean, honestly, you saw all of them this year. We got everyone returning. I think again, Daniel Lasky is going to have a really special year next year. I mean, he had a great year this year, and I think he's only going to improve. And really hard worker. He's going to be working out all offseason hard and trying to get himself ready for next year, and I think he's going to have a big year.
All right, a colleague of mine, Steve Kroner, says that, and he went to Cal, and he's even older than me, and he says, I just want to see Cal go to the Rose Bowl once in my lifetime. So I know what the Rose Bowl means to the old Blues, and you know, they're all very, very excited about you. So stay healthy if you decide to come out after next year. Best of luck to you. But, Jared, thanks for being on the show, and go Bears.
All right, thank you very much.